This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877 DOCDALI. Okay, so, gosh, my nose runs in the spring, man. I know, I need another Kenalog shot. Okay, so, I get that we don't want to do things very abruptly. We don't want to be impulsive. One thing that Biden does that differs greatly from our previous president and administration is he seems to be going a little slower. Just, you know, taking his time, being less impulsive, tweeting less, right? Much different approach. Well, I mean, it's just one extreme or the other. And so when Vladimir Zelensky today, and I don't know if you guys, you know, listened early this morning to a speech, he shouldn't have been forced to have to do something like that. I mean, it for him, with everything going on, for him to have to stop to talk to Congress, I thought was really weak on our part. We don't need to have him address us. You know, we're seeing what's going on. He had to make all this work he had to prepare just to convince us to help. It's frustrating, and I feel bad that we put him in that position where he had to sit there and come up with a presentation and almost a PowerPoint for us to decide and to be convinced that we need to help him stop World War III. And so what we were talking about in the previous hour is America does not want to escalate things with the no-fly zone in terms of, well, if we're there, you know, then we might have to get some skirmishes with Russia. And if America gets pulled in militarily, if we do anything other than what we're doing, just being there to protect NATO, it's going to be World War III. And I get that argument. I get that argument. But then the other argument is World War III going to come quicker if we don't do anything? Now, many of you have been under the impression that, you know what, it's just about Ukraine. Putin is just, it's just about Ukraine. Putin was upset about missiles being, you know, being pointed in their area. They don't want Ukraine joining NATO. That's all it's about. Well, that's not what we're hearing. So we've been told that there has been multiple, shall we say, intelligence sort of snippets of Moldova may be next, Georgia may be next. In fact, on Russian state TV, they were discussing what an invasion of the Baltic states would look like. Pushing through Lithuania, Sweden. Why? Why are they talking about what it would look like if Russia pushed forward? Russia has already threatened Finland and Sweden to not join NATO. So the question is are we already in a World War III? Was World War III, not that I want to give Putin the credit, but was World War III started the second Putin invaded Ukraine? Some of you will say, no, let's keep it low, let's keep it light. It'll just be about Ukraine. If we could stop him from, you know, messing with Ukraine and he's running out of troops and he's in trouble, we could stop this. Well, it turns out that he has at least 40,000 Syrians on reserve to pull. And he's been working with allies to try to have his allies to try to have people come on that he needs. So we're being told that there's at least 40,000 fighters from a Syrian army and allied militias ready to go for deployment in Ukraine if he needs new volunteers as Ukraine is holding one hell of a front against Russia. So Putin doesn't look like he's holding back. We also know that he's buddy-buddy with China. Now, I keep bringing up that this parallels World War II. You had Nazi Germany expand, conquer, destroy on one end. Then you had Japan wanting to do that at similar time frame. And no, that's not happening. Well, apparently, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but we are being told that the United States has had to deploy thousands of troops to the Northern Territory after Australia admitted that war with China is possible. Now, I don't know, everybody's been watching what's been going on with Putin. Have you been seeing what's been going on with China? So China wants to move in on Taiwan. They've already threatened if anybody messes or helps Taiwan that, you know, they're going to have beef with China. And so now Australia is like, guys, and America is sending troops to Australia. I don't want to be right, but I told you, the second this happened, we are looking at World War III. So what is going to precipitate World War III? What's going to accelerate it? Is America getting involved and doing the no-fly zone so Ukraine doesn't get crushed, or waiting until Ukraine gets crushed, God forbid, and then Putin just starts going to other countries? I mean, this is exactly what happened with Hitler. Once Hitler took over Czechoslovakia and then was moving in on Poland, that's when everybody was like, oh, that's what he's doing. Does anybody read a history book? And if Putin gets the chance to consume Ukraine, then he gets all of their equipment. He can force many of them into his military, just like they did with the Nazis, not just like Nazi Germany did with soldiers. They now confiscate all the wealth, which is what the Nazis did, where they took the gold and the paintings and they just went through people's homes and stole whatever they wanted. We don't want Putin getting Ukraine. It's going to make them stronger. Anybody who thinks that Putin's going to be like, oh, okay, we're good, we're done. Hey, let's go back to peacetime. No. So, for those of us that want, okay, well, you know, we don't want to press the buttons. We don't want to, I think the buttons are already pressed. And I think it's in our best interest to slow Putin down and not let him get Ukraine. And before Putin's army gets bigger with other allies and him drawing people in and, you know, getting funds and stealing and anything else they're doing, we're going to be fighting two different wars on two fronts. If now we have to fight what's going on in the Pacific as well as what's going on in Europe. Just a thought. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. William had asked me yesterday if I could talk to any of my Fox News peeps on how Benji's doing. So Benjamin Hall, we have been told that Benjamin Hall, I believe, has left the hospital and has been evacuated from the country. This is after two of his colleagues were killed, being injured outside of Kyiv on Monday. So from what I understand, he's not in Ukraine anymore, okay? But he is alert. We're being told he's in good spirits. And that's from Fox News Media CEO Suzanne Scott. But this was in a memo to staffers, so I didn't get to speak to them myself. They say he's being treated with the best possible care in the world, and we are in close contact with his wife and family. Please continue to keep him in your prayers. Yeah, I think he has three kids. And so we hope... So this is, you know, he's just going to recover. But two crew members were killed. Photojournalist Pierre Zakruski, 55 years old, and consultant Oleksandra Kushinova, 24 years old, were killed because her vehicle came under fire. One of you had asked, do I think it was a direct attack? I don't know. I mean, media is always under attack, whether it's Fox News, you know, CNN, MSNBC. I would hate to think that this was planned, where they were being hunted and targeted. I don't want to think that, you know, but I don't understand the rhyme or reason when I'm seeing these soldiers fire at cars. You saw this one civilian, Ukrainian civilian, in one video, I don't know if you saw this, where he's in a car, they tell him to stop, so he gets out of his car, and he puts his hands up, and he comes out of the car, and they shoot him dead. You know when people say, oh, you know, they sensationalize what happened in World War II, the Nazis just didn't kill people indiscriminately, that's all made up. No. We're seeing it right now. Soldiers kill people, you're surrendering. You're just a citizen in a car. This is why people need to evacuate and leave. There's been a lot of back and forth. You know, would you leave, Dahlia? Would you? Okay, you're asking the wrong person. I'm very, very stubborn. And, you know, like if there is a hurricane or a storm, you know, I could see myself say, look, you know, I feel safer at home. I got everything I need here. I'm not going to abandon my home. I got pets and everything. It's easier for me to just be here, you know, keep the pets safe and, you know, work around the storm. But I come from two generations prior where stubborn family said, well, I'm not going to leave. Why would I leave my home? Where am I going to go? You want me to just put money in my pocket? I get mugged? It gets stolen? How the heck, you know, you want me to leave? Well, what happened to them? They were killed. You know, It's not an easy time, but when you see these videos, I mean, if I had to advise anybody in Ukraine, get out. Anybody in Russia, especially if you're American, get out. See, what will accelerate World War III? Sorry, I'm reading another email here. It takes over the country. U.S. troops. Okay. Okay, so somebody has a comment on World War III. They say World War III is already here. Yeah, I hate saying that, you know, it wasn't called World War II or World War I originally. Like, World War I was the Great War. World War II, they didn't necessarily say, oh, this is, let's call it today World War. It just, things just started to fall apart, and then it was like, okay, this ended up being our Second World War. Now that we're seeing what's going on with China, we're seeing what's going on with Russia, what we see, you know, Russia trying to pull out. I mean, again, we thought we were going to have a skirmish with China way before Russia. And when you read the history books, coronavirus, you know, the tensions with, you know, our reliance on all our goods from China, China will have some issue with their economy. It'll cause our stock market to fall. It's unfortunately something that I never wanted to see the parallels, and there are. So just to kind of answer the first question, Benji Hall is out of the hospital, 39 years old. We don't know too much about the extent of his injuries. But two of his other crew people had died. Thank you for bringing that up. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. President Biden, from what I understand, is addressing the nation now. We believe he's going to announce an additional $800 million in military aid for Ukraine. Zelensky had asked Congress to do more. So us giving money is nice. I just don't, and funding a war is important. It is very helpful. I don't want to minimize that, but I don't know if that's exactly what he needs. They say the $800 million, according to USA Today, will mean more than $2 billion in U.S. aid has gone to Ukraine since Biden entered office. The money has paid for an assortment of military equipment, including 600 Stinger anti-aircraft systems, 2,600 Javelin anti-armor systems, 40 million rounds of small arms ammunition, 200 grenade launchers and ammunition, 200 shotguns, and 200 machine guns. I mean, you're dealing with a military of tens of thousands. So I think he's going to need more than that. So while you and I watch this and we're like, wow, the Russian army sucks. Look at that. Look at their tanks getting taken out, and a Molotov cocktail could drop a tank, and what was it, a grandma with a jar of pickles was able to take out a drone. We're like, man, Russia's army stinks. I'd love that to be the case. I really would. And it would be, you know, fantastic if they lose. But I don't think that's what's going on. As we know, they're pulling in more Syrian reservists. And Vladimir Putin got on camera, and he's ticked off. But he said that the West's attempt to have global dominance is coming to an end, and its economic blitzkrieg of sanctions will only strengthen Moscow. So this was in a televised Kremlin address. Now, of course, he needs to keep his population and his constituents happy because they're ticked. They can't get a McDonald's, a Big Mac. They're having trouble with their banks. They're going to be hitting one of the worst recessions that they've probably seen since non-war times. And he claimed that the conflict was merely a pretext for the West to impose sanctions because they just don't want a strong and sovereign Russia. So again, he's going to push this narrative that they are the victim and trying to draw support. They say the economic measures were short-sighted as most countries do not support sanctions. He says the West doesn't even bother to hide the fact that its aim is to damage the entire Russian economy, every Russian. He said the West's actions would only strengthen Moscow. He told Russians that we are fighting for our sovereignty and the future of our children. You're like, nobody attacked you, you idiot. You're going after Ukraine, but that's what they do. They need to justify it. That's what Germany, Hitler did. Hitler had to justify it, saying, look, what they did to us with the Treaty of Versailles after World War I, we can never let happen again. Let's get our land back. Let's get our power back so this could never happen to us. China. The reason why China has become such a world power is because of what happened with World War II. China, you know, was at the mercy of Japan, and they don't want to be in that position again. Meanwhile, we become complacent as Americans. We become so complacent. We become spoiled. As a doctor, I hate saying that, but man, you guys are spoiled. I'm spoiled. Really? I have to actually go to the doctor. I have to actually eat right. I have to act. No. What are we doing? One of our biggest national emergencies is the health of our youth. And if we did have a draft, how healthy are our kids? With obesity and orthopedic issues and all the other stuff, peanut allergies, we've become weaker. So while these other countries are getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and mind you, still, nobody's as strong as the U.S., we've been, you know, chipping away at our defense. We've been dividing our country. We've been, you know, and it's a very dangerous predicament we're in. We're vulnerable. I'm not scared of Putin. I'm not scared at all. But I am scared that we are going to be drawn into a conflict with China. That bothers me. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Zelensky, through his translator, spoke to the United States Congress asking for a no-fly zone and comparing his situation to 9/11.
Remember September the 11th, a terrible day when evil tried to turn your cities in battlefields, when innocent people were attacked from air. Yes, just like no one else expected it. You could not stop it. Our country experiences the same every day.
In economic news, U.S. retail sales rose very moderately in February as more expensive gasoline and food forces households to cut back on spending on other goods, which will restrain economic growth throughout this quarter. Retail sales increased by only 0.3% last month, according to the Commerce Department. This is USA Radio News. Workers in PPE gear in Hong Kong have carted the bodies of coronavirus victims into refrigerated shipping containers as the city morgues run out of space from their deadly Omicron surge. In under 3 months since the highly transmissible variant broke out, they recorded nearly 1 million infections and over 4,700 deaths, the bulk of them from the city's unvaccinated elderly population. 9 people have died in a fiery head-on collision in West Texas, including 6 students and a coach from a New Mexico university who were returning home from a golf tournament. A pickup truck crossed the center line of a 2-lane road, crashed into a vehicle carrying the members of the University of the Southwest's men and women's golf teams, according to Sergeant Stephen Blanco of the Texas Department of Public Safety. The University of the Southwest is a private Christian college located in Hobbs, New Mexico, near the state's border with Texas. The teams had been scheduled to play in a tournament at Midland College about 315 miles west of Dallas. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Is it just me, or are you guys noticing more accidents, more car accidents? I feel like there's bad accidents all the time. Almost every day, I get at least one or two alerts that a fatal car crash in my area happened. And I was even driving to meet my son and his girlfriend for breakfast, and this car just comes on the on-ramp, the highway on-ramp, and just smashes, goes across it was one of those one lane, you know how some of these spaghetti bowls, you have kind of one lane where you're going to the, I don't know why it's one lane, it really should be two, but while I'm taking this one lane to get onto an off an exit, another, I guess there's like an on-ramp on an off-ramp. And this car, just out of the blue, comes up, slams into the wall, not even a median, the wall. So I immediately take out my phone to call 911.
But he just starts driving, and he just starts driving on. And my husband's like, no, he's back on the road. He's driving. And I go, is he driving erratic? Should I call the police? Is he a drunk driver? No. He just lost control of his vehicle. People just seem to be losing control. And I don't know, is it drugs? Is it that cars are made bad? Is it that nobody's getting them repaired? I don't know. I'd love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you have heard that 9 people have died in a fiery head-on collision in West Texas. 6 students and a coach from New Mexico University were returning home from a golf tournament. A pickup truck crossed the center lane. It was a 2-lane road in Andrews County. This was 30 miles east of the New Mexico state line. This happened Tuesday night, and it crashed into a van carrying members of the University of Southwest men and women's golf teams. This, of course, is Sergeant Stephen Blanco of the Texas Department of Public Health. Blanco said 6 students in the team vehicle were killed, along with the faculty member, their coach. The driver of the pickup and the passenger were also killed. 2 students were taken in critical condition by helicopter to a hospital in Lubbock, Texas, which is about 110 miles to the northeast. Horrible scene. University President Quint Thurman said in a statement earlier that the team's vehicle had been driven by golf coach Tyler James and that James had deceased. We are still learning the details, they said, about the accident, but are devastated and deeply saddened to learn about the loss of our students' lives and coach. You know, one thing that I'm also suspecting is many of you have your playlists, right? But you run out of your playlist, you don't want to spend any more money on your playlist, so you go to YouTube. And so every time you want a song, you go to YouTube and you type in the song. And you're doing this all while you're driving. I just don't understand how somebody is not in their lane. Why aren't you staying in your lane? Is it that people are having a cardiac event when they're driving? We had a family member, a distant family member, who apparently had a heart attack when he was driving. Crashed into somebody else. I think they died too. People say, somebody fell asleep at the wheel. It turned out he had a heart attack just while he was driving. Could it be that a bunch of us, our health is not being, because of COVID, we're not getting our basic routine checks, so we end up having medical events when we drive? So speaking of which, in Maine, there was a driver who experienced a medical event while driving a school bus. The kids had to get behind the wheel, and the kids had to get this driven. I think they were teenagers. But Arthur McDougall, 77 years old, of Lisbon, was behind the wheel of the bus, and he has died since then. But a group of students safely stopped the school bus. He lost control of the vehicle, and these kids jumped into the rescue. The bus driver reportedly lost control as the bus headed towards Mount Ararat Middle School and Mount Ararat High School on U.S. Route 201 in Topsham. This happened at about 7:30 a.m. One kid steered the bus and pulled the emergency brake. One called 911. Some of the kids got off the bus to try to stop other cars. One of 14 students on the bus started CPR on the driver. A Topsham police officer used a defibrillator when he arrived. Firefighters took the man by ambulance to Midcoast Hospital, Lifeline to Maine Medical Center, but I don't believe he made it. Luckily, none of the students were injured. The bus was not damaged either. That's my big worry. It's interesting. So, since my father had a heart attack when my kids were really, really young, I was a lot more cautious with my husband's family driving the kids. So when, because my father, he died at age 62. So how do I know if my in-laws don't also have a widow maker or not? So my husband's like, yeah, we're going to have grandma and grandpa drive them. I'm like, no, you're not. Not until the kids could drive themselves, because if they have a medical event, the kids don't know what to do. The kids can't, they're not going to have a medical event. If they died, one didn't, but one has and has passed. But it's one of those thoughts where we rely on grandparents and we rely on other people to take our kids. These school trips, That's interesting. My parents were one of the strictest out there. that never let me go on school trips. They hated me going on field trips. They let me go on a couple, but they hated me being driven by somebody else. And I didn't know why. I thought they were whack jobs. And one of the reasons why is we had an uncle who was killed in a car accident. And so when you tragically, and it's rare, these car accidents are rare, but it just, you know, being the parents of those kids that were coming back from a golf tournament, I just can't imagine. And so, you know, I would urge everybody to, if you aren't in the best of health, please get that checked out. Excuse me, you don't want to be the one person who has a heart attack in a car and then take somebody else with you. That's my worry. I mean, if my time is going to come, excuse me, I got the hiccups. My time is going to come, God forbid, but the last thing I want is to take somebody with me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So from what I understand, there was another Florida overdose issue. Let me see if I could pull up this story. So let me see. This happened, I think, in Florida, where fentanyl let me see here. Oh, they're not pulling it up. I heard. Here we go. So if you guys remember, we had some cadets from West Point or U.S. Military Academy who last week had overdosed on fentanyl-laced cocaine. They were taken to hospitals. These were six men and women. I'm not sure if the women were the ones performing CPR or not, but two people had performed CPR, and then they had suffered an overdose because it's just a little bit that could do this to you. And police in Wilton Manors, Florida, said six men and women overdosed on fentanyl-laced cocaine. They did make an arrest, and it appeared to be Axel Giovanni Casillas, a 21-year-old man from Lauderhill. He appeared in a Broward County court and was jailed in lieu of $50,000 in bail. Apparently, detectives found his phone number and one of the patient's phones, ran an undercover operation that involved a $1,000 purchase of cocaine at a hotel parking lot in Fort Lauderdale. So they got him, and they got him fast. Now we're being told that we have another group of people who overdosed. It's a group of four. So four more people are in the hospital having overdosed. Two of the four went into cardiac arrest. While they were given mouth-to-mouth by the other two, they got exposed to fentanyl and had to be hospitalized. It's one of those things where we don't want to tell people to not perform CPR. You know, we want you to, CPR nowadays is just do the chest compressions unless you're trained. But with overdoses and respiratory depression, we like to add breaths. But sadly, now we have four people in the hospital, one on a ventilator. Actually, three just got released because of, again, fentanyl. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800
and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so just a quick update on Shakeaboo. So, all right, Shakeaboo's okay. He has been getting better. He has been eating every 2 hours. He looks like he's eating something. He's drinking. He's downstairs. He's hanging out. It's like night and day. Just to kind of recap, we thought we were losing him last summer. We did some blood work. The blood work looked good, but because he was losing weight, we figured we'd have to start doing some CAT scans and to see if he had cancer. And rather than start putting him through all the tests, we were like, okay, well, why don't we just, you know, he's in that age group where he's 15. You know, do we want to start putting him through all these tests? And, or, you know, and the doctor said, look, you know, he's going to die.
it's probably going to be a day or two. Well, then he ends up snapping up, and he ends up being happy and playful and having sex for the next 6 to 8 months. So then he started to, like, not eat too much the last couple days. And so I take him in going, okay, this is it. And I told the kids, this is it. You know, I don't know what happened the last 6 to 8 months, but now he's probably dying. Vet comes in going, yeah, he's bad. You know, and I go, do we do it tonight? Do we bring, you know, and she's like, well, it's up to you. And I go, well, let me bring him home. Let me bring Shaky Boo home so we can say goodbye to the kids, because the kids weren't expecting him to have to leave tonight. And then we'll bring him back or the next day. And then what happens? He starts bouncing back. So he starts eating again. Downstairs, when I left today, he was in a spot that he usually is when he feels good, you know, wanting to make sure I leave, because then he could go and, you know, do his little trouble pee-pee house or whatever the heck he wants to do. And I'm like, see, you want me to go or you want me to stay? He's like, get the hell out of here. So I left. So I left the cat today, you know, when I went to work, with him being happy and all that. The problem is I know that it's coming soon. And the other problem we have is he's already spoken to the other cats. So when I came home with Shaky Boo, the other cats ran up to him. This was when he got examined the second time, just a few days ago. And they're like, what happened? And he told them what happened. So I have three other girl cats. And they have come up to me and said, look, when Shake goes to the farm, we want to go too. I'm like, say what? Yeah. Well, you said Shake's going to go to the farm. We want to go with him. We'll hang out. Why can't it be a family trip? I'm like, well, that's kind of not what going to the farm means. And Shake, I think, knows what it means, because he doesn't want to get back in my car and he doesn't want to go back there. You know, because I'm like, you're going to the farm, and he knows it because I threatened him. But the girl cats are like, no. Mind you, he sleeps with two of the cats. So they're probably like, wait a second, you know, I'm not going to have sex anymore if he goes to the farm. We're going too. So I'm trying to figure out how to dissect the healthier cats from him going, look, you can't go to the farm when he has to go to the farm. And then they started to kind of look mad at me, like, why are you doing this? You know, why are you discriminating against Shaky Boo? You know, what do you have against him? And I realized if Shaky Boo does take a turn for the worse, and I take him to get euthanized to go to the farm, I'm going to come back, and they're going to probably kill me. I don't know what they're going to do. So I've been now really distressed with, what do I do? Because if the other cats think that Shaky Boo is not coming back because of me, then they're going to hate me. So this is what I've come up with, and I think it's a brilliant idea. This is what we're going to do. While Shaky Boo is feeling good, we're going to have a trial. Yeah, like a legal trial. He's been doing pee-pee house, and he's ruined thousands of pieces of clothes and thousands of dollars of furniture and pianos and all that. So everything he's done where he pee-peed and poo-pooed and chewed up or whatever, I have a list. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a little court case. We're going to have a trial. And if the girl cats want to be there and, you know, be his public defender, whatever. Now, most likely, the judge, okay, it might not be me, but I'm going to get a judge that'll say, look, you know, he's guilty. And he'll even say, yeah, I did pee-pee house, what up? So the judge will then have to impose a sentence. So I'm thinking what we're going to do is, while he's feeling better, get all our ducks in a row and have him go through the sentencing process where he gets sentenced to lethal injection. You see how this works? So then, and the other cats will be there. And they'll be like, oh, no, no. And I'll be like, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be the hero. Okay, while he's feeling good, I am going to hold this off. He's going to be on, you know, death row, you know, but he'll eat, he'll hang out with us, but when it's time, it's because of the crime. Now, I got to be careful because the girl cats are really, really into bad boys. You know, I used to see the girl cats go, ooh, all right, man, I'm having sex with a convict. So that's fine. Then they have sex, he's happy, and then when it is time to go, I'm like, look, this wasn't up to me. It was the judge. The NRS statute right here said, if you do tons of PPLs, this is what happens. And then if he goes, God forbid, I'm not ready for that, but when he does, the other cats won't be mad at me, and they'll be like, okay, it was his fault. You know, he did all his baby house. You know, the judge said it. It's not mommy. Mommy would never hurt her baby. It was the judge. All right. Well, I guess that's what happens. We better not ruin any more mommy's clothes or furniture. Okay, do you have a better idea? If you guys have a better idea on how to do this transition, because having a cat that you know is going to have to leave, and you have other cats that are watching this, and now the whole secret's out, and the cat doesn't want to go, if you have a better idea, I'm all ears. But right now, the only idea I could come up with is to have a mock trial, and then have him sentenced to, you know, yeah, injection. What is the injection? Well, it's a variety of things they use in animals. They use a sedative, and then they use a barbiturate. There's a whole bunch of different cocktails. I haven't really talked to the doctor about that. I don't even want to think about it because, you know, now he's eating again. He's drinking again. Remember I told you with my other cat? My other cat was supposed to die, and then the cat didn't want to. And then the cat started eating, and the cat started being. I think what happens with some of these animals is they start to go down, and then they get a little second wind. And they do good. And then they start to crump a little bit. And then they get a little second wind. And so he right now, boy, is he winded. He even farted. I mean, he's winded. He's like, I mean, he's just, I don't know. Maybe it's because they start to feel better. I didn't even have to give him pain medicine. He's like, I don't need the medicine. He's running around. So we'll see what happens. But, I have other cats to think about. And, you know, you have this whole kind of ranch going on. And here's the other thing, too. We adopt. You know, we and when we adopt, sometimes we're adopting them older. Like, we had adopted a 13-year-old cat. Well, the 13-year-old cat ends up dying when she's 16. You know, it's rough. It's rough. And the other cats see this. So you got to also, with the other cats, kind of make them think that, you know, they're going to live a long life and all that. You know, but you also have to make sure they don't hate you, because I'm kind of afraid of cats. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But just to kind of review, sometimes what they do is they like to sedate, so they'll use like a benzodiazepine, so like zolazepam. The people think, okay, well, can't you use medicines at home? No, these are animal-formulated medications. Some of these medications do not ever. One of you had asked, is this something that people could do at home? Never, because if, God forbid, it goes wrong, you have an animal who's suffering. Never try to do it at home. And by the way, there's inexpensive places to do it. If you don't want to spend $100-some bucks at the vet to get it done, there's like Humane Society and Animal Foundation. Those are places that can, you know, that can do it relatively inexpensively. There's some that do it for free, and, you know, they just ask for a donation. So you don't necessarily have to, it doesn't have to be horribly, you know, expensive. You want to make sure it's a place where they have plenty. The barbiturate solutions, it'll be pentobarbital. It's not easy, you know, but it's sadly something we got to do with our animals. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.